You got it, Ian?
Hey everybody, we're back again for another awesome episode of The Fieldhouse with Stormy and the Brodies. I'm Stormy, back with all of my Brodies tonight. I've got JV.
What's up with it?
Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
Carl on the back.
What's goody?
And the most special Brody of all, Ian.
Dude, sup?
Well, today we just got some huge news about our the most controversial quarterback probably ever. About Tony Romo, guys. What are your thoughts about Tony going into broadcasting and giving up his football
career? Okay, let's give Marcellus a chance to go first and state his opinion.
You want me to go first?
Yes, I want you to say what you want to say and get it off your chest so JV and I can bury you in the sand with the facts, the stats, and what's right and wrong.
Stats? Only stat that matters is championships. Tony Romo has not won.
Is the biggest LeBron fan I know talking about Michael Jordan always going to be better, always being better than
LeBron has actually rings. At least LeBron has gotten there.
But wait, you was going off rings alone, was you not?
No, I said championship.
LeBron James will not retire with six rings.
At least LeBron has gotten there,
okay,
JV.
So you change your subject. Okay.
I did not.
But you changed.
Hold on. Can I speak, please?
You changed your explanation.
Can I speak? We were so much sane before you got here. Oh, can I speak, please?
Okay, try to speak.
Why are we talking about a guy that was 78-49 as a starter? Why are we talking about a guy that is 2-4 in the playoffs? Why are we talking about a guy that has only won two playoff games in his 11 years as a starter? Can I continue, please?
Keep going.
Why are we talking about a guy that hasn't even gotten to the NFC Championship game? Why are we talking about a mediocre quarterback? Tony Romo was a good quarterback. He was a very good quarterback.
Well, actually, Tony Romo didn't make it to the NFC Championship, sir.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did when he lost to Green Bay.
No, that was not the NFC Championship game, sir.
The championship, sir.
Well, the Cowboys were the first round, so they got a bye. They played the
Lions. That was? Okay,
so
yeah.
Okay. I'm checking you on your own team. I'm just
okay.
saying. Hey,
but
yeah.
you
by the record, by the record. He's from Dallas, and he's a Dallas
okay.
fan, and I'm not.
I'm just saying. Two wins, JV.
Okay.
Two playoff wins. Two playoff wins in the last 11 years as a starter.
Does he not have 34,183 passing yards? Who cares? Dallas record, another Dallas record, 248 passing touchdowns. Does he not have a
91.1
passing rating? He has 83 Dallas more record. Pass touchdowns than any other Cowboy quarterback.
Exactly.
Okay, and how many Super Bowl championships does Troy Aikman have?
He has three. But did I do?
Okay. How many championships?
Are we talking about him being
How many championships does Roger Staubach have?
JV's right. Did we mention anything about Romo being better than Troy Aikman? No.
Tony, I never said Tony Romo was not a good quarterback. He's a great quarterback.
No.
Statistic wise,
3 minutes ago, you said he was a mediocre quarterback. Those are the words that came out of your mouth. Mediocre.
Stats. No more mediocre stats. No matter you win
okay,
or not.
How about this? Marcellus. Okay.
Okay. Now, hold on.
JV,
it's 78. Okay. Before y'all continue.
Okay.
Is 78-49 as a starting quarterback in the NFL in 11 years not a mediocre record? Compared to Tom Brady, compared to Big Ben Roethlisberger.
You're not comparing him to these people. We did not say that.
I'm just asking. Can you answer that question for me?
Compared to Tom Brady, compared to Ben Roethlisberger.
And period. It's 78.
Hall of Fame. We're talking about ultimate Hall of Fame guys. We're talking about guys that are guaranteed
answer,
going to the Hall of Fame.
Answer my question.
Yes.
Is 78-49 not a mediocre record?
No. No.
For the talent that Tony Romo had around him, 78-49, not a mediocre record.
But you also got to think about coaching, bro. You cannot put all that on the quarterback because he produced. He had his numbers. So how is that going to predict that?
Having his numbers doesn't make up for him muffing a snap in 2007 that
so
could have got us to the Super Bowl.
Cost him
no,
all of his
no.
whole career.
Coaching decisions don't have anything to do with him
coaching
throwing interceptions.
Nothing to do with
coaching
his
has
pass.
Nothing to do with his decision
he's
making. JB,
he's still leading the Dallas Cowboys in three different categories as
I
a
don't,
quarterback.
I don't care. He throws interceptions at the most inopportune right. times.
Okay.
Am I lying?
Did Brett Favre not do that?
Brett Favre has
exactly.
won Super Bowls. Did Brett Favre win Super Bowls?
There's one big thing you're forgetting. There's one
okay.
thing you're forgetting. You look at quarterbacks from all eras. You've got offenses that passed all the time. You got offenses that run all the time.
You
got offenses that ran back and forth. You look at Tony Romo being statistically one of the most clutch quarterbacks of all time. Now you can talk
and unclutch. And unclutch.
Thank you, Stormy.
Yes, you can talk about these moments because he did have these really embarrassing, stupid moments, like the drop versus the Seahawks with the snap. But you look about game-winning drives, fourth-quarter drives coming from behind, overtime. what quarterback in the history of Dallas has done that like Romo has? None of them.
In the history of the game.
In the history of the game.
Who's had that team?
I understand. Hold on. Can I clarify something? Because y'all tried to fire me up. That was not the NFC Championship game that Green Bay played Dallas in. It was the NFC semifinal game. Green Bay lost to Seattle in the NFC Championship game.
Thank you, Tinashe. Thank you for helping him, because he's really still lost the argument, because that's one game.
How?
We're talking about longevity. We're talking about his career.
Yeah, longevity.
One game.
Longevity, JV. Thank you.
Yeah, longevity.
And longevity.
If you want to talk about longevity, he has these three records from longevity. He didn't have these three records from
He also has two playoff wins in 11 years of longevity, JV.
2011, who led the NFL in passing yards.
I wonder who did that. Has Tony Romo ever had a season of over 5,000 yards passing?
No, he has not.
Peyton Manning, so, Tom Brady has.
But
I'm just saying.
He's leading the Dallas Cowboys.
I understand that.
All these categories for this organization, you're telling me that that's not impressive and does not make him great.
I just named you quarterbacks that are better than him because they have won championships, JV.
We are not
okay,
arguing.
But a championship does not – I go both ways.
You're talking to a LeBron fan here that thinks LeBron is better than Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan – I mean, LeBron has won championships.
Okay, hey, we're not worried about basketball. I'm talking football.
Go ahead, Tony. Please go ahead.
Go ahead. It's all about rings.
No. Go ahead.
Yes, like a quarterback is a huge deal for an NFL team, but you can't blame his lack of championships or playoff wins solely on him. The Cowboys' defense has been absolute trash.
Thank you.
For so long.
Somebody else from Dallas.
No matter how good he would do, we would still get outscored because the defense was
terrible.
Marcel,
I want you to play a little game for me.
Go ahead.
You want to
play?
Do you have to say the defense that Troy Aikman had when he won those championships? Do I have to mention Deion Sanders? Do I have to mention?
Can you name for me, okay, in all the years that Romo was quarterback, name the five best defensive players that the Cowboys have had?
Probably DeMarcus Ware.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay, yes, for
DeMarcus
sure.
DeMarcus Ware.
Yep.
Absolute best.
Yep. Greg Anthony.
Okay.
No.
Sean Lee.
What?
No. What?
Sean Lee, no.
Sean Lee wasn't one of the best linebackers this year.
All I'm saying is who is the best that we've had. So this helps my point, because Sean Lee is one of the top five defensive players the Cowboys had, and he's been injured so often that sometimes he's not on the field. So the third best defensive player the Cowboys have had, Romo's tenure, has only been on the field. He's only played 16 games 1 year.
The biggest thing about Dallas's defense is not the front seven.
Mm-mm.
It's the secondary.
The secondary has been poo.
Yeah.
I get that. But again, you're bringing up all these stats about how he's leading the Cowboys in three different categories. Where does Tony Romo stand? And hold on, you brought up the Cowboys. Where does Tony Romo stand in the Cowboys organization as far as records are as far as his regular season record is concerned as a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys percentage wise?
But
where does he stand?
No.
61%, 78-49 is mediocre.
Just to go along with what you were saying a minute ago, bro, did you really compare him to Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah,
do you know those defenses that those guys were equipped with? Do you know the coaching that they was equipped with? The greatest coach of all time.
The year that Tom Brady went 19-0, he had one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
He had the best coach in the world. But did I not just say he has the best coach in the world, Bill Belichick?
You said they had one of the best defenses.
I said that about Pittsburgh. I was talking about Ben Roethlisberger.
You said Tom Brady, JV. You said Tom Brady.
Tom Brady has the best coach in the world.
Tony Romo is not Tom Brady. That's not an argument.
I get that.
He doesn't have Bill Belichick as his
coach. I get that. I understand that. Point, but he's also not Troy Aikman, and he's not Roger Staubach.
Adding to your point, but still defending my, I want to say, look, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, those are top 15 all-time quarterbacks. Romo's not a top 15 all-time quarterback.
What?
Romo is a very good quarterback, and that's what JV and I are trying to say. All I want you to say is Tony Romo is a very good quarterback, and the fact that he's retiring is a big deal. That's the words I want to hear come out of your mouth.
That's not
all I want to hear.
It's not.
So wait,
Tony.
Is your issue whether or not he's going to the Hall of Fame, or is your issue?
We're making a very big deal about a quarterback who was nothing but stats. That's my issue.
Okay, but here's my argument.
You have to have performance in order to produce stats.
But this has nothing to do with performance. It is a big deal because the Cowboys are America's team. He was a quarterback for America's team.
They're not America's team. Forget them.
Okay, that's literally what they're called.
What's their name?
That's literally their nickname. I don't care.
That's an argument for another time.
Hold on. Let Stormy continue.
I'm not from Dallas.
Let Stormy continue.
You're from Dallas, Shavy.
I'm not.
The Cowboys are known as America's team.
Okay, continue. Blah blah blah. Continue. Go ahead, Stormy. Stop talking over me.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
It is a big deal because he was the starting quarterback for one of the most well-known, most respected teams in the NFL.
So you're saying that's a big deal because he was a quarterback for them, right?
It doesn't matter if he was the best quarterback in that organization or the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
He led one of the most cared about teams in the nation.
One of the most marketable franchises in the world.
In the entire world. Maybe one of the most popular teams of any sport on any continent.
Let's go.
That is why it's such a big deal, because he led that team and got basically like booted out of his role, which also was one of the biggest deals in sports this year with Dak Prescott taking over. So him actually finally, you know, cutting the strings of playing and like retiring and getting out of the football game is a big deal because he was the face of that organization for so long. It doesn't matter if he was the best face or the best player on the team. He was in the biggest position and biggest role on the team for 11 years.
He led, and I understand everything y'all are saying. He's leading that team in three different categories on statistics that nobody in Dallas could care less about. Is my whole point. We as Dallas fans
do not great.
Huh?
He's
not great. That's my whole point.
He is a great statistic quarterback.
He's a great statistic quarterback. He's not a great quarterback because he hasn't even been to
Cowboys.
He's not.
He's a great Dallas Cowboys.
He's not.
He has all the record.
He's a good Dallas
Cowboys. Passing record for Dallas. So he's a great Dallas quarterback.
JV, I don't care. He is a good Dallas Cowboy quarterback.
Right. So okay.
He has not won. He's won two playoff games
for Marcellus.
One of the most storied franchises.
The same team that Roger Staubach had. He definitely denied the same team Troy Aikman had. We're talking about an individual position as a quarterback.
And as a quarterback, that's the most important position on the field, correct?
Marcellus, do you think that Dan Marino is a great quarterback?
I think that Dan Marino is a really, really good quarterback that changed the game.
Would you put Dan Marino in your top 10 quarterbacks of all time?
I don't know. Okay. I really don't.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Dan Marino, in case you didn't know.
He didn't win a championship, I know.
Never won a championship.
I know.
Statistically, he blew everyone away, and he kind of redefined the game. Now, I'm a Dan Marino homer because I'm a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
But, and obviously, Dan Marino is leaps and bounds better than Romo.
Yes.
But I think it's kind of the same situation where Romo did a lot. Like, Romo really did do a lot with the pieces he was given.
The pieces that he was given, this dude had... Terrell Owens, Jason Witten in his prime.
Yes.
Offensive players.
He has one of the best offensive linemen in 24
players though. Offense wins championships, right?
I didn't say that. But y'all said the pieces that he was given.
Yes, he did.
Offensively, right? That's what you're referring to, correct?
He had T.O. No. He had Witten. He had Dez.
He had talent. That's my whole point.
He has talent, but the talent was never put together at the right time. Dez had to mature, right? T.O.
never
left.
Matured.
Yeah, T.O. never matured. T.O. was here, and then he was gone. Jason Witten, he's been that steady guy.
He's the most consistent player on the team.
And we've seen that. But can you really win? And, I mean, I guess you can, but can you really win like that when your best receiver hasn't peaked yet?
How about this?
No defense secondary at all.
At least get us there. At least Terrell Owens, when he was with Philadelphia, as big as a locker room distraction as he was, they got to the Super Bowl in 2006, did they not?
Yeah.
And if I recall, that defense was not that good. You had Brian Dawkins leading the way. That was about it. I'm just saying, these are scenarios. Y'all keep bringing up defenses, and I'm just giving y'all examples of teams that have made the Super Bowl. You're telling me the 10-5 Giants that beat the 19-0 Patriots, telling me Tom Coughlin and company,
has two Super Bowls.
I know.
He's a good coach.
He is. But you're telling me he's a better coach than Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick has four or five Super Bowls?
He is.
He doesn't usually have a good defense on the
regular. He is. I know. Like I know. That's my whole point. You're proving my point. That's why Ian made that face because he just proved my point.
No, I'm not proving your point because who's the coach that Tony Romo had?
It's not even just
what's his name? Hey, who's the coach that Tony Romo had majority of his career?
Jason Garrett.
Did he not change twice? Did he not? He had multiple. He
had Bill Parcells, too.
He had three coaches. Who? He had somebody else.
Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips, Bill Parcells. Yeah, Bill Parcells, Wade Phillips. And Jason Garrett. That's it.
That's three different coaches? That's a lot of different coaches, bro. That's a lot of different coaches changing.
With Marcellus' thing talking about the teams that have gone and been successful, but going back to Ian's argument as well, you're not trying to argue that Tony Romo is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I'm not.
Is this. It's the fact that he is a respectable quarterback.
And I never argued that one time. He is. You're right. And I agree with everything y'all are saying. But to sit here and say that he's...
Just say, all I want you to say is Tony Romo was a very good quarterback.
He was a very good quarterback in NFL.
Then follow-up question. Do you think he belongs in the Cowboys Ring of Honor?
In the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
Not Hall of Fame. Cowboys Ring of Honor. Do you think he belongs in the Cowboys Ring of Honor? Now, the Cowboys Ring of Honor includes the quarterbacks who are above Tony Romo statistically. You've got Aikman. You've got Staubach. You've got Danny White. Mm-hmm. Romo is the next in line statistically, and he's pretty dang close to
every last one of those quarterbacks you name have a Super Bowl title.
Yes, fair point. But do you think what he's done is enough to bring him to the Cowboys Ring of Honor?
Completely different.
I think he'll be in there.
He'll get in there.
Not even just because of statistics, but because he was America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Bro.
He'll get in for the wrong reason. Again, yes, I'm talking about a guy that quarterback for America's team for 11 years and never got to the NFC Championship. I'm talking about a guy that quarterback for America's team for 11 years and only won two playoff games.
Completely different team.
I don't care. He had talent. You can't sit here and say that he didn't have talent.
He had all right talent. Bro, you got to – when you're talking about Super Bowl rings, bro, even bringing up Dan Marino, bro, you got to look at the nucleus, bro. The nucleus of the team is the coach. You got the coach, then you got the quarterback. The coaching
and
the
I
defense,
understand.
Your defense isn't strong. Like, all these different things have to line.
I get it.
Super Bowl.
I get it, but the only year I would give Tony Romo the benefit of the doubt is the year that they got robbed by the Rams versus Green Bay. It's the only year I give him the benefit of the doubt. He had talent. They had talent, JV. You cannot sit here and say that the Dallas Cowboys did not have talent.
You don't just win championships off talent.
I understand that.
Patriots
I hear you.
Prove that every year. You don't just win championships off talent. It's not about talent, bro, when it comes to winning rings. You know this. It's all about a team.
Winning rings is about scouting.
Exactly. I do. But like, your Pittsburgh Steelers that beat Arizona in 2010, they weren't talented?
Yeah, but they were not as talented as Arizona. Arizona was loaded that year. Larry Fitzgerald went off.
Larry Fitzgerald, that's it.
Larry Fitzgerald. Who else? They had Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner was balling. Yes.
Easy Hall of Fame. They had a great running back. What was his name? He was chilling too. I can't even think everybody. Their defense was way better than Pittsburgh's that year. All we had was James Harrison. Troy Polamalu, we had a pretty decent linebacker.
Y'all had the number one defense in the NFL, JB.
Not that year. We were top three. But I already told you that we won that because of defense. Our offense did not.
Y'all's offense was talented. Y'all's offense drove down the field and won the game that Super Bowl, JB. Do you not remember this?
Also have Tomlin. Tomlin has been to, what, two or three Super Bowls?
Yeah, he's been to three.
He's been to three Super Bowls. How many Super Bowls has the three different coaches that Tony Romo had? Well, Parcells actually has been to a lot.
Yes. Yes.
But
and really, honestly, Tony Romo really didn't play for Parcells that long because Parcells left, and it was either 06 or 05. It was after Drew Bledsoe, after Drew Bledsoe got his job taken by Tony Romo. But that's a discussion within itself.
All I wanted to say, Marcellus, was that you really just can't just dictate, like, or say, like, he's not a good player because of the team.
I didn't say he wasn't a good player.
Because the Super Bowl is a team. You're basically saying that one individual wins a Super Bowl.
I did not say that.
That's basically what you're saying.
I did not.
Because you're equating quarterback with Super Bowl.
That's the most important position on the team.
You can't do that because it's a team. We're talking about individual stats. He's a quarterback. We're gonna talk about him as a quarterback.
Hold on.
I think we can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we can all agree on the fact that Tony Romo was a great quarterback.
Yeah, Can I ask you some questions, though?
Ask me a question.
Do you think that the San Francisco 49ers get to the Super Bowl without Joe Montana?
No.
Yes. They did it.
No.
Steve Young, the next year.
That's another great quarterback.
That's a bad example.
Yeah.
Because Steve Young's an
Do you think
Jerry Rice. That's all I gotta say. Can you
calm down, please? Do you think that the Pittsburgh Steelers make the Super Bowl without Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm pretty sure they did.
In this era? You think the Patriots make the Super Bowl without Tom Brady?
Also got to think.
Do you think the Patriots make the Super Bowl without Tom Brady?
Oh, easy. That's the horrible one to ask. Easily win the Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
Can we end the show now,
please? Easily. Do I got to go over all the people's records when Tom Brady was hurt a whole season, 11-5 with Matt Castle? Do I have to go over that with you?
Yeah, and they didn't win playoff games that year either,
Jake. And so that's a discussion for another time.
That's 1 year. That's 1 year.
What
about when he was gone again for the beginning of the season?
It's been fun, guys.
Hey, that's a discussion for another show. We're going to sign off from the field house because things are getting a little too heated.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. I'm Stormy with my Brodies, and we're out of here.
Adios.